It's time to bring in Ruth Epstein. It's time for This Week in the Republican American. It's time to say hello once again to Ruth. Good morning, Ruth.
Hi, guys. How are you?
One of those questions.
Never mind.
Yeah. Getting ready for the... Just getting ready for the third storm in 12 days. That's
I am so sick of this.
And there's nobody. An unscientific sampling suggests that there isn't anybody who's like, oh, yeah, fine. I just really want another...
Yeah.
No, I just want another week of disruption.
Yeah. And, well, the schools are going to be going till July at this rate.
Easy.
And it is so disruptive to, you know, get a...
Oh, to businesses, to everything.
To everything. To those of us who...
Parents?
I mean, it's really very minor, but to those of us who have meetings and change of schedules and all that stuff. So,
Speaking about disruptive.
Yes.
Once again, the gift that keeps on giving for news people, Region 1, just can't stay away from controversy. I don't know the woman, and she's probably a very nice woman, probably very well educated, probably well studied.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
But the new principal, which is coming to the North Canton Elementary School,
comes with baggage.
And you know, it's, you hate to say it, but when will this region, the administration, ever learn? And now these school boards, which have closed off really having the public on their committees, you can't bring this all started years ago with baggage with Diane Gonsalves, under the current administration, and Diane's baggage, to be quite honest with you, was nothing compared to the baggage that we've seen in the past year, when, first of all, the guest speaker was going to be brought in, who had incredible
mm-hmm.
baggage.
Mm-hmm.
And now the baggage that comes in with this person, who, and I'm not criticizing the board members, because, yes, they volunteer. But if you're going to volunteer to work on the board, you should also include parents, because if parents had been included or taxpayers on that board, like it used to be,
mm-hmm.
they would have Googled the name, and they would have found that teachers gave her no vote of confidence.
They would have found all sorts of interesting things that might have informed their decision.
I think that's the crux of the matter, Marshall and Joe. The narrowness of the search committees. The administration feels that there's a confidentiality problem. That's what CABE has told them. So keep them small. I don't know that there's ever been a confidentiality problem with any of these searches. I know when we've had searches down here in Kent, the search committee was huge, and they did all sorts of investigation and exploration. Now when you have small groups, I mean, it's just very hard to branch out and find out what you need to know.
Especially when it's dominated by the superintendent.
I'm sorry.
All these things, if you look at all the board meetings now, the local board meetings and the ABC meetings, the superintendent runs these meetings.
And
it's embarrassing.
There are questions about that and concerns. There was a three-member subcommittee from North Canton and the administration who conducted the search. Well, I mean, you just need to be much broader than that and give people with all sorts of backgrounds a chance to do this exploration. Now, it'll be interesting because there's another search going on in Falls Village. They're doing a search for they've had an interim for a year, and now they're doing one for the permanent, and it will be interesting to see if...
Well, Pat McCare has already basically said it's going to be an old fashioned type search.
Yeah,
they're going to have committees. They're going to have this. They're going to have that.
Yeah.
They're going to do it the wide open, transparent way.
And see, I think that's been the whole issue, is transparency. I mean, there have been meetings that have not been opened. There's a lot going on behind the scenes, and eventually that catches up with you.
And they're not posting the executive meetings correctly. Now, I could have, by this time this year, I could have filed 6 FOI complaints, because just the titling of the the meetings where there's going to be an executive session, they don't give you the proper information. And then they don't know how to go into the sessions. If you watch these meetings, it's unbelievable.
And this is after they had a training session.
From CABE. And CABE is, CABE, I'm sorry, they're the biggest waste of money I think the school system can have, because they are so focused in on administration and superintendents that the hell with taxpayers and the hell with teachers. It's an over-focus.
Do you think there'll be a uproar in Canaan?
I think there's nothing anybody can do, really, at this point. I mean, I think people will... What'll happen is the first time something goes wrong, people will
then
bring...
Then this will come out.
Then this will come out, and this will follow her all along.
And this will be one of those...
And I'm not criticizing her, but there's things are going to go wrong. The publics are going to get upset about some things, and this stuff now will constantly be brought to the forefront.
Mm.
That's what's going to happen. It's just going to happen. And the public really made a big change when they dropped the speaker who was going to come in.
Yeah.
I just think that, you know, it puts her, the new principal, in a very unenviable position.
Mm.
She's going to always be on the defense now with that.
And therefore the board is going to be on the defense.
Yeah, it's something that just shouldn't happen. I mean, my advice to all the Region 1 boards and to everybody who works for Region 1 in the administration, Google, damn it, Google.
Yeah, this isn't, you know, then take your view. But at least don't – what ends up happening is that people go, oh, how could you say such a thing? Well, this is the stuff that should be discussed beforehand.
Literally that meeting, Ruth, literally after that meeting, and I was – Mike Flint gave me the information.
Mm-hmm.
In five minutes, I had a whole list of things, both positive and negative.
Right.
But also Marshall is experienced enough to say, you sure you've got the right name?
What was it? I said, yeah, send me a picture, please, Mike.
Yeah,
I want to make sure. Yeah. But anyways, so that's the really big story now. And once again, we'll see what happens. It's Region 1.
Well, I mean, as you said, the pressure was put on about the speaker, and that changed. So the public just has to be much more aware, and this whole issue all year for the grading system and the scheduling brought people out.
If you go back a year, the lies, the non-transparency, the stringing along taxpayers, teachers, students, parents is really at a height which has never happened before. Not even to the last years of Pat Chamberlain. Pat Chamberlain grew up in this system and knew this system and knew the people in the towns. There's a big difference between Pat Chamberlain and who we have now with Pam Vogel.
Mm.
Very big difference.
We'll be following it.
Absolutely.
So, yep. So we have, looking up this week, we have tonight the Board of Finance and Board of Selectmen in Falls Village. Our doubleheader.
And we have the Board of Education in Sharon.
And the Board of Ed in Sharon. And budgets are starting to appear, proposed budgets. We have the story of the Region 1 budget, which is being kept at zero this year, well aware of the state's tenuous financial picture. So boards are being very careful in crafting their budgets. Region 1 is at zero, and Salisbury presented its selectmen and education budgets, and they're a bit higher, and Bill Willis, the finance board chairman, told them both to look at them carefully and see where they could come down. It's tough, tough times. I think Salisbury's going to be, he said, $200,000 in the hole for state funding, so that's a problem. Sharon Board of Selectmen is tomorrow, but who knows?
Yep.
And Hotchkiss fourth graders gather for Arts Day on Wednesday at Hotchkiss, which is always fun.
120, 130 kids do what they do. It's pretty amazing.
It is amazing, and these artists come and donate their time, and it's all run so beautifully, and then the performances are interspersed, and always the high school show comes and does excerpts, and this year, as we know, it's The King and I, and it's coming up next weekend.
It is. So. By the way, the Sharon Board of Selectmen have canceled their regular meeting for this week. It's rescheduled for March 8th.
Oh, March 8th? No, yeah. It can't be March 8th.
That's what it says on their website.
It's got to be the 18th.
Yeah, okay.
Must be the 18th.
It can't be the 8th only because today is the 12th.
No, and it can't be the 18th because that's Sunday.
All right. Well, they get the wrong date out there, but it was canceled anyway.
So no meeting on the 13th?
No. The Board of Selectmen regular meeting at 2 o'clock on the 13th is canceled.
Okay. All righty.
If anyone from Sharon is listening.
Yeah, don't go. All righty.
All right.
So, and we're covering all sorts of other stuff, and we'll keep on, and except maybe tomorrow we'll be hunkered down once again.
And covering a storm. All right, Ruth.
Interesting, as always, guys.
Always a pleasure.
Take care.
Bye-bye. Ruth Epstein, the Republican American Report. You can find more information and everything that Ruth does at rap-am.com and also at your local newsstands.